Welcome back to Sleepy Stories Podcast. Before we get into tonight's episode, I wanted to give you a little background of the show and how selections are made on what we read. Listeners send in requests to our email address. I should give that out right now since we're talking about it. SleepyStoriesPod@gmail.com. That's SleepyStoriesPod@gmail.com. We enjoy reading our requests from our listeners. A lot of people from around the country send in different recommendations, and for a lot of different reasons. That's actually part of the fun in reading these emails, is why things are important to people, or why they'd like to hear them read. Some people want to hear a selection from a certain author because they adore that author. Or they want to hear something from a particular book because that book changed their life in a very real way to them. We've had people request topics that they want to hear read because that particular topic is boring to that person. And that makes good sense. That's the purpose of this show, is to help you fall asleep. You'll hear some of those in the near future, I'm sure. This request was interesting. Anthony from Virginia wanted to hear something from the Bible. The reason this was so interesting is when we were looking at different emails that were sent in and trying to recollect everything that's been sent in, I think this was the first reading that had any sort of religious aspect to it. We thought it was interesting. We looked in the Bible, and there's a lot of different selections we could choose from. A lot of short stories, parables, poetry in the Bible, even. Unfortunately, we get so many emails, we can't always respond to them all. But this one, we decided to reach back out to Anthony so we can help make a good decision on what we would read out of the Bible. And he said, what better place to start than right at the very beginning? Genesis chapter 1 and the story of creation. So now it's that time. We hope you enjoy the reading of Genesis chapter 1 as you start to fall asleep. It's time to find that comfortable position. It's time to put all the cares and the emotions and the worries of the day aside. We can deal with them tomorrow. Tomorrow starts right now. And it starts with a good night's sleep. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under it from the waters which were above it. And it was so. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under it from the waters which were above. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and crawling things, and beast of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every crawling thing that crawls upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for fruit. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that crawls on the earth, where there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Genesis chapter 1. This is Sleepy Stories Podcast. Till next time, good night.